Joe Rogan endorses Trump on eve of Election Day. Podcaster Joe Rogan has formally endorsed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on the eve of Election Day. In a November 4th statement posted on X, accompanying a video of his interview with Elon Musk, Rogan said during the podcast the billionaire had made the most compelling case for Trump you'll hear, and I agree with him every step of the way. For the record, yes, that's an endorsement of Trump. Enjoy the podcast, Rogan wrote. During the 2.5-hour interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, Musk and Rogan discuss a range of topics. Musk, who has been campaigning for Trump in the past month, called the current election a turning point and said he hadn't been politically active in past elections because he didn't think anything was at stake. However, he said the situation was different this time because he fears the loss of democracy in America. Musk said if the large number of illegal immigrants entering the swing states can vote, it could top the place of power in favor of one party and result in a permanent victory where only one side has a feasible chance of winning any election. There's only like 6 or 7 swing states, and the margin of victory in those states is small, often like 10,000 or 20,000 votes, Musk said. Fears over illegal immigrants voting in the election have intensified in the lead-up to the election. Earlier this year, a video showed a Democrat congresswoman openly calling for more illegal immigration to her New York congressional district because she needs more people in her district for redistricting purposes. After President Joe Biden took office in 2021, he signed an executive order requiring the Census Bureau to determine the population of each state without regard to whether residents have lawful immigration status. Some Republican senators, such as Senator Bill Hagerty, have sounded the alarm over illegal immigrants being counted in the national census, warning that their numbers could go toward apportioning House seats and the Electoral College. Rogan's endorsement came after an interview with Trump on October 26th and another with the vice presidential candidate of the Republican Party, J.D. Vance, on October 31st. According to Rogan, Democratic candidate Kamala Harris's campaign tried to arrange an interview, but was unable to agree on the location and length. In his recent interview with Musk, Rogan said he considered agreeing to the Harris campaign's suggestion of traveling to meet her and only recording for 45 minutes. However, he decided it would be unfair to allow unique stipulations when Trump traveled to the Joe Rogan Experience studio in Texas and agreed to the standard format of several hours long. Rogan's podcast is number one globally, with 3 billion listeners and millions of subscribers. Update: an earlier version of this article has been updated with more information.